When people walked into the textile lounge in an airy loft space in Manhattan during February's Fashion Week, one of the first things they saw was a display of seal and sea otter earrings, headbands, and cuffs from Shaman Furs. That's the business name of Sitka artist Peter Williams, and Anthony Flora was modeling one of Williams' seal and otter vests.
I don't think anyone has walked by without touching something. Like, that's one of the funniest things. It's like, I've been asked if I can be touched 20 times.
Williams was in New York as part of an effort to introduce his work, and marine mammals in general, to the upscale fashion industry, which sometimes takes a little explaining, especially in an industry with a famously ambivalent relationship with fur. But Williams has his pitch down.
Alaska natives are exempt from the Marine Mammal Protection Act, so we're allowed to hunt marine mammals for food, clothing, and to make arts and crafts for sale like this.
He's tried a couple different spiels. This one seems to get the key points across. It's legal, it's special, it's Alaskan. Fashion editor John Nubian stopped by Textile on a break from the runway shows uptown, and he was impressed.
The craftsmanship, the quality, and everything. I just came from Lincoln Center today, and there were like two fur shows. You know, Dennis Basso, which is like the biggest American fur designer. And, you know, this is like on par with that. And it's just like...
William's signature piece is a man's vest. The top third, or yoke in fashion terms, is harbor seal. Below that is sea otter. The back is wool. Like all his clothes, he sews it himself. The price tag? $1,500. And that's the key issue.
Part of why I do what I do and part of trying to bring seals and sea otters to kind of higher end fashion is to get kind of try to get a living wage for doing arts and crafts.
His prices are a little too high for craft fairs or Etsy, he says. He has pieces in a few shops in Sitka, and he has a website, but he needs a bigger market, one where customers don't blink at paying $1,500 for a vest. And that means finding a way to sell outside Alaska.
Part of it is we keep cultures and traditions alive by having them be able to be relevant within the present moment, and the younger generation needs to be able to make a living in order to continue arts and crafts and traditions.
Williams faces some major hurdles, like, for starters, being a one-man shop based on an island in southeast Alaska, far from any fashion capital, or being pretty much the only person trying to do this. Williams estimates there are a few dozen people in southeast working seriously with sea otter. They sell almost exclusively locally. And then there's the more fundamental issue of trying to explain what he's about to a fashion world that has almost no context.
How do I bottle and explain thousands of years of culture and customs and connection with the land? And that's something that's very challenging to say to someone who like grew up in New Jersey. No offense.
None taken.
who lives in the city and who might not even know that like Alaska natives are still around, or that there is such a thing as Alaska native.
Williams knows what he'd like to get across. If he had to sum it up in one word, it would be connection. He says his work is all about being connected to a specific place, to nature, to the animals he's hunting, to culture, to heritage. So he has a product that people can't keep their hands off, and he has a story that seems custom made for this era of conscious consumerism. What he needs is a lucky break. And that's why he took the gamble, flew across the country, and put down what is, for him, a serious amount of money for a slot at Textile. William's big hope for this trip was to connect with buyers, ideally buyers for small New York City boutiques. Instead, he says he got a lot of good feedback and spoke to a lot of reporters. His dream remains frustratingly elusive. He was, however, being profiled for the British paper The Guardian. Guardian photographer Tim Knox decided to take Williams and his models out onto the High Line, the downtown park, for a snowy photo shoot.
We might just like run down there and then do something just with you guys. You put the coats on, take the coats off, do set up, do the shoot, put the coats back on, come back, it's done. So we get something really cool looking and really interesting.
Knox, for one, is on board with fur.
Like you said, it's since the first trade, isn't it? One of the oldest trades.
Yeah.
That and prostitution.
Yeah.
Ignore the British humor, but he's right. And Williams is hoping this old trade can become a modern vocation. In Sitka, with New York audio recorded by Carol Green, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.